This is amazing grace.
It's who I am, yeah, it's who I am. You are perfect in all of praise the Lord. Well, this next song, one that I believe needs to be spoken tonight. Maybe you feel like God's not really with you right now. He wants you to know He is. And He loves you. He chases after the one. He leaves the 99 and chases after the one. We are all His children. If we will only seek Him with all our hearts, we will find Him. He is faithful today, tomorrow, forever, and eternity. Amen. We're going to change one word of this song from reckless to precious, because I believe that God's love is precious towards us. It's not reckless in the way that the world sees reckless. So let's sing this together with a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving, because God has come after us. And He loves us.
Before I spoke a word, You were singing over me. You have been so, so I could.
This evening, we're so thankful to be here. Lord, we're thankful to know your grace, your mercy, your comfort. Lord, as we go on this journey together tonight, to just be inspired by testimonies, be inspired by your love, your grace to change our lives. Someone that may not know you tonight, that has come, that Lord, your love would overwhelm them. Lord, that your grace would be the thing that draws them to you tonight. Lord, maybe for someone that's struggling, just holding on by a thread, that you would minister to them. Lord, maybe a marriage that's holding on by a thread. Lord, I've been there. It's only by your grace that I can stand here today. And thank you for amazing marriage and for the work you've done in our lives and bringing my wife and I here to Hawaii as missionaries, as those sharing your gospel, just stepping out by faith, Lord. So I pray for that marriage that might be struggling, God, that you would just unite their hearts, that they would become more in love with you, more passionate for you, Lord, and that you'll draw them together in the way you've called them to. Lord, for maybe one person that's here that has just been wondering, Lord, where are you? Lord, I pray that you just reveal to them again your spirit, your love, your joy, and your mercy. We thank you, and all God's people said in Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Bill's going to come up. He has a few announcements for you guys and a little video, and then we'll get back to some worship. You may be seated.
Thank you, Daniel. I like the fact, reckless love of God. I know our worship people were debating over that. That was a little hard for them to, they were wondering if there's another word to put in there. And I think what Daniel put, precious, it's a biblical term. And that big burly fisherman, Peter, used that word quite often, the precious faith, precious salvation. So I think it fits really well there. So I'm glad kind of stuck that in there. If you do have your bulletins, actually, if I don't know if everyone knows, but Daniel is the son of Jerry Brown, who's going to be speaking tonight, who spoke on Sunday morning. So that kind of clarifies that. And not only is Daniel got a new marriage, but he's got a new baby coming on the way. So their first child. So pretty excited about that. If you do have your announcements, just the Operation Christmas Child, this Sunday is the last day to drop off the Christmas boxes. And so you can do that at the church, or you can do it before. If you brought them tonight, you can drop those off. Also, we have a ladies' study coming up, and it's going to be a women's fellowship, and that's going to be Sunday, November 25th at 3 in the afternoon. It's before our evening service. And they're going to have a great time of worship and in the Word, and bring a dish. It's going to be a great time of fellowship for the women, just kind of a meet and greet one another, and a little devotional that'll be shared. Also, the Rise Teen Fellowship, they are going to have a bake sale. And if you can donate any baked goods, you can see Pastor Kerry or see his wife, Kat. And they'll hook you up with that. I think that's on the 2nd of December. Also, our Israel tour, 2019, that's in November, 2nd to the 19th. So you have a lot of time to plan for it and pray about that tour. And you can sign up And we're asking you to put a reservation. There's a price there to just sign up for that. Now, if something happens, you have to drop out. You'll get your deposit back after a certain period of time. When you get really close to the date of leaving, obviously, then you'll lose it. But we're trying to secure how many spots we have. We usually take one bus. It looks like we have one bus and more, but we'll see. So you can do that after the service or do that sometime in the office. Also, Okinawa mission trip is going to take place. I was just with a number of the guys from Okinawa, and Sean is going to be heading that up, Morinaka. And if you want more information about that, if you're interested, you can. There should be information at the information booth outside. And also, don't forget the Koinonia Cafe, and always great resource and great food to fellowship together with. And just a little bit about our trip before Daniel comes back up is, I think there's a couple videos of the worship, but also of the guys. We had a little over 40. Now, this fella is an MMA fighter. Bud didn't take him on. He just wanted to show how big the guy was. Pretty huge guy. Didn't say much, but that's his four wins, four losses. So I was going to challenge him, but I thought, nah, better not. You know, I don't want to come back to Hawaii in broken bones. Anyway, we can go a little faster than that. We always had a translator. This is Santo translating my message. And then Bud, and that's Kiyomasa. That's Chizuo. He's translating Bud's message. And we had a panel discussion. John's deep in thought, thinking about how to answer that question. But there's John in Kiyomasa. He's translating for him. And these are the guys, about 40 guys, a little over 40, that came on out for that. They're pastors and associate pastors, not only in Japan, but also in Okinawa. That is me, obviously. You can go. Yeah, I guess that's it. Actually, we had a few more. Yeah, that's okay. That's enough. So anyway, keep praying for Japan. Just a great, great conference. I spoke five times, three times at the conference. Then with we had a fellowship. Three churches came together in the park, and so spoke in the park. And then, do you have a little video of the worship time that we had there? I think I gave that to Steph, and Travis did some of the worship. Some of it, they do English, and they also do in Japanese. So they have both. Some of the guys there only speak Japanese, so they need the translation, but we won't do that. So we'll have Daniel come back up. But keep praying for Japan and Okinawa.
Thank you, Lord. Praise Jesus. Well, like I shared a second ago, it's a blessing to be a local here with you guys now. I officially got my Hawaii license yesterday. So that's a blessing. But would you stand for this song as we sing it? If you need to be seated, that's fine as well. This song is a song that God gave my wife and I. It's brand new to us. As the Lord called us out on the waters and to come over here, I was pastoring with my dad's ministry as a worship pastor for 10 years. And I know I look like a baby, but I'm not. My mom says I'll like it later. But you know, God called us to just step out in faith, to go serve, to come and minister His gospel to the people here in Hawaii and the visitors. And this is a song that God gave us and we wrote together. It's the first song we ever wrote together, so pretty special. So I pray it will encourage you and inspire you in your walk and in your love for Jesus. This one's called Defined by Grace. I've been broken
Oh,
side.